A long, long time ago. Am I predating myself? Well, I'm the first to admit I'm no spring rooster. Anyway, a long time ago, before I got saved, I used to be a Catholic. Now, I've put together a little message here in a very different format. I'd like you to bear with me, if you would, please. I used to be in theater. In fact, I have some accolades which I won't bring forth because this is for God. This is for Jesus, okay? And I don't want to talk about self. But anyway, having been involved in some acting along the way, I had a thought that maybe people would tend to listen a little bit because they want to hear maybe the plot, or they wanted to hear the resolve, or what actually took place. Well, that was my intent. Now, I put it into a message form, but also kept it in a playwriter's form. And I call it The Sins of the Father, or The Sins of a Father. Now, we're talking here about the confessional in the Catholic Church. Now, am I picking on Catholics? You bet I am. You see, I was a Catholic for 40 years, a little over, before I found Christ and became a Christian. All right? So I'm playing both parts in this play, and I ask you, please, please take it the way it's intended. You know, it is a play, but it has a lot of truth in it. It goes back to the days of Catholicism. All right? Now, in the good book of John, chapter 15, verse 13, our blessed Savior made this statement: "Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Most of you are probably familiar with that. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I love that. I love that. Being an old soldier from way back, yeah. And now, are we talking about people who get killed fighting for their country? Are we? Well, if we look at Romans 5, verses 6 to 8, we read what the Apostle Paul has to say, keeping in mind now that Paul was a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ. Okay, Romans 5, verses 6 to 8. Romans 5, three verses. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for us. Let's have a quick prayer before we continue. Lord God, thank you for laying this message upon my heart, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will take it also in the context it is given, Lord. That you'd give me utterance, please, Lord God. And that those who hear it, Lord, would understand what is being said. I thank you, Lord. Be glorified now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, as I said, I have titled my message, Sins of the Father. Now, you might think I'm talking about your dad, eh? No, I'm not talking about daddy at all. I'm talking about the sins of the Father. Now, right away, sins of the fire. Father, okay, even if you are talking spiritually, God can't sin. God the Father can't sin. And you are correct. He can't. The Father mentioned here, as I alluded to, the Father mentioned here is a Catholic priest. Now, when I was a child growing up in rural Nova Scotia, a very, very long time ago, My dad was away most of the time fighting in two world wars and also in Korea. Pardon me, fighting in the Second World War and also Korea. Now, I remember hearing people say, well, you don't have to worry about your father going to heaven anyway. He's risking his life every day fighting for his country. If he gets killed over there, then automatically he goes to heaven. Well, unfortunately, to believe this was true wasn't necessarily so. In fact, it was, and always will be, a great lie that originated with Catholicism. And that was what I was, a snotty-nosed Mick, forced to become a Catholic even through my mom, even though, rather, my mom was a Baptist Protestant. Well, I was told, the family's always been Catholic, right down through the generations, you will be a Catholic. I was young. I believed everything I was told. Gullible, they call it. I was a Catholic for over 40 years. I was baptized by sprinkling. I received my first Holy Communion at the age of 7. I attended Sunday school every week and was made to confess my sins to a priest every Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon. Usually playtime with all my Protestant friends, or going to the movies, or fishing, what have you. Let us begin. Please listen carefully. If I close my eyes, I can still hear the haunting, echoing sounds of my footsteps making their way over the wooden floor as I walk slowly to the back of a pew and sat quietly waiting for the priest to arrive to forgive me for all my rotten sins. You see, my sins had to be cleansed every Saturday, or I might die in them and go to hell. Or, if I was lucky, maybe go to purgatory instead. Well, sitting there, immersed in my usual apprehension, had to be like sitting in one of the great cathedrals, maybe in Rome, maybe in the Vatican even. As I sat quietly thinking about what sins I had committed over the past week, all I could hear was the hollowness of my surroundings. I wanted to belch. Or maybe worse. In front of me stood what seemed to be like two large caskets glued together and standing on end. I thought of how its walls must be blackened with sin. If only they could speak. I wanted to leave. I wasn't ready. I'll come back next week. Then I began to shake. Where is everybody? Where is everybody? Am I the only sinner in this lousy town? How come I'm here all alone? What about my best friend, Billy, and Jimmy? They're bigger sinners than me. I saw them kill two birds with a slingshot last week. Why isn't he here? And Uncle Jake, he drinks like a fish and swears like a sailor. Why don't he ever come to confessional? Suddenly my thoughts were jolted by the sound of a door clanging somewhere behind me, and then the footsteps, like horseshoes, thumping across what seemed like miles of hollow wood, but very slow and threatening. Then a cough, and another, echoing. About the giant statues that lined the way of the cross. I wanted to run. I wanted to run and never come back. On this day, more than all other days before, I was scared to death. Not because of my five and dime sins that even God would wink at, but because I knew what he was going to ask me. His clothes reeked of nicotine, and he was fatter than last week.
Good afternoon, my boy. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Wouldn't let him down? Boys, he got me wrong. He entered the confessional and told me to come in when I was ready. Inside the box coffin I refer to, only a mesh-like screen separated us. I knew he had just finished eating. I could smell the fish on his breath. Stinking, lousy heron.
Yeah.
After a muffled belch and a slow groan, he told me to begin. I didn't want to, but I knew I must.
I begin, he said. Bless me, Father. You know the routine.
My heart was beating so fast.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned against Almighty God, and to you, Father. It has been 1 week since my last confession. I accuse myself of lying.
Go on, my son. What did you lie to, or who did you lie to?
I lied to my mom and my teacher, and I cheated in school. I also stole and swore, and I was disobedient at home.
Go on, my son. Go on. God is listening.
I call my brother the F-word.
And what word was that?
I didn't want to say.
I can't repeat it, Father.
Not to say it is to deny it. God cannot forgive what you do not own up to.
Do I have to?
I knew he just wanted to hear me say it.
Yes, you must. God must hear it.
Well, can I just tell him?
Telling me is telling God.
I called him a frigger.
A frigger? A frigger? What in heaven's name is a frigger? You must mean a frigate.
I don't know.
You don't know? Now, ain't that a fine kettle of fish?
I think that's all, Father.
What's a frigger? I want to know, what's a frigger?
A fish, I guess. My dad fishes when he's home, down at the bay. He came home one day with a big bucket full. Mama asked him what they were, and he said, friggin' squidgigans.
I shall not repeat that, lest the Holy Father should take away my cigars. Now tell me, my boy.
I'm not your boy.
Then tell me, my son.
I ain't your son, neither. And you ain't my father.
You are too, you hear me? You will show more respect.
No. We're all God's children. Do you understand, boy?
Don't say you're not my boy. 'Tis for sure you're not my girl. Does your mother know about your riotous living?
Oh, no, sir. I mean, Father. She would take the broom to me. She did it once before, likely knocked me clean out. And sometimes she uses pots and pans, too.
What in heaven's name for?
It was all Joey's idea. She caught me and Joey doing a bad thing.
That's why you're here, my boy, to seek forgiveness. There's no sin too great that God will not forgive.
Exactly
what did you and Joey do? Huh? Tell me.
I'm nervous. Well,
it wasn't me. I just watched.
Watched what?
Well, you see, Father, where we live is a lot of fishing, hunting, and stuff like that. And in the winter, we snare rabbits, and Mama cooks them up real good, and Pa likes them too.
So, what is this that Joey was doing?
He was teaching me how to skin a rabbit.
So, what's wrong with that? Lots of people skin and eat rabbits in these parts. What's the problem?
Well, nothing, I guess. Except he uses his cat.
Oh, mercy, mercy. Oh, Lord have mercy. That'll cost him 10 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers for sure. But he was dead, right? It didn't matter none to the cat. I won't ask how the cat died. Enough said. Come now. Let's get down to the real sin issue. You know the routine. What else is there that God should forgive you for? Huh? Just missing Sunday school and beating up on my sister or your sister? That's not sufficient. You've been quite a naughty boy, though, I'll tell you that. Listen to me. Did you have any impure thoughts? And I don't want any more mention of cats and rabbits.
I don't know, Father.
Well, allow me to arouse your thoughts.
Make a particular note here. These types of questions were frequently asked by Catholic priests, but totally out of order. In other words, it was a turn on for the priest, if you know what I mean, and yet acceptable to the parents. It's not known for sure how many young boys were coerced into telling the priest, not so much about what they did, but what the priest wanted to believe they did. And they were given no choice. No choice. And on numerous occasions, the child would become sexually victimized by these perverted priests. Let me say that after being a witness to such graphic events myself and attempting to expose such heinous abuse, I soon learned that neither parents nor law were quick to respond or even believe that such abuse is even thought to be true. In the event that any potentially harmful inquiries were forthcoming, these priests were quickly transferred out of state. Well, may I conclude by saying abuse by the Catholic clergy has been rampant far longer than the public realizes and continues on even today. If your children attend a Catholic church and are required to submit to personalized confessionals, such as is laid out in this script, then please understand, this is not the true will of God. No, it isn't. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for understanding. It's a sad commentary. I was raised a Catholic. And I'm going to use the term, whether you like it or not, I was brainwashed. All my
relatives were Catholics as well. We were told there was no other religion acceptable to God but Catholicism. We were told that Mary was co-redemptress with Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ. We were told that, well, everything we consider a sin is not really a sin in the eyes of God. The way we behaved to our parents when we were children wasn't a sin. It was natural. It was normal for children to behave this way. Doing dirty deeds in public places, I won't get into, but they were not considered sinful. Speaking harshly in words that no Christian should ever use. Don't worry about it. These are minor sins and should not be confused with the majors. It's okay, they told me. Sin if you wish, but only in moderation. Only in moderation, you see. Wow. That means I can carry on my usual lifestyle as long as I'm moderate. Woo. I can smoke, but not too many packs a day. I can drink, but not too many bottles of hard liquor. I can cuss till the cows come home. But, you know, just don't mention Jesus' name when you do these things. And it's all right. Is it? So I can go down the street, you know, and I can call everybody down to the lowest term I can possibly think of. As long as I don't use the name of Jesus. Wow. I don't think I could. I don't think I would. And I don't think I did. You know, there's a lot been said and still said today about what's going on behind the scenes in Catholicism. And to say it is sickening, low grade, and very difficult to accept is putting it mildly. Priests, when I was a child, back in the 40s and early 50s, priests had dominion over the child's life. Moms and dads would send their child scurrying off to see a priest, or take them there and drop them at the door. Say, go in there and don't come out till your sins are washed away. Father so-and-so will see to it. Really? Well, that's how it was. But I still believe today that the sin and the sinner must come forward to the throne of grace by their own free will and ask for God's forgiveness. Not go into a Catholic church and tell it to another human being who is either as much or a greater sinner than you are, because he knows the difference. Not to stand barefaced before a church idol on the wall, whether it be representative of Mary or any of the apostles, it doesn't matter. You were not doing God's will. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not worship idols. Making the way of the cross in a Catholic church, going around praying to plaques on the wall. and using the name of Jesus and rattling your rosary beads between your fingers. When you left the building, you left feeling holy and energized. But something you failed to realize: your sins were not cleansed. You can say, "Oh, I believe that Jesus suffered and died at Calvary all you want till the cows come home." But unless it's a heart profession, and it's between you and the Lamb of God, by way of God the Father, unless you do it that way, there is no other way unto salvation. "Come on to me, and I will in no wise cast you out." He didn't say, "Come on to men who are dressed in black robes and wear funny little toppings on their head." He didn't say, "Go to Rome and speak to the Pope. He is my authority on earth." No. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is a very personal. You cannot go in bulk. You cannot arrive at an altar as a group and have the priest bless you and say, "Your sins are forgiven, go on your way and sin no more." That doesn't work. What does work, even if you can't get on your knees in your own private room, or even in the church that you worship in, that is a godly believing church, you don't have to get on your knees. All you got to do is open your heart to God and say, "Forgive me, I am a sinner." And God, in the name of Jesus, will forgive you. I want to thank you for listening, and I pray that you understood what was said here today, and that you realize there's a lot of harm can be done in various churches that profess Christ, but yet are lower than the devil himself. Thank you. Amen. Amen.